You are about to hear a 15-minute free preview of the latest bonus show to hit our Patreon-only podcast feed. Top Rope Nation Patreon members have access to multiple members-only podcasts every single month, including at least one new show each and every week. This includes new episodes of TRN Classics, TRN Unplugged, and TRN Extra, plus ad-free versions of our weekly flagship show, merchandise giveaways, virtual hangouts, and other benefits. So in order to support us and ensure Top Rope Nation continues well into the future, and to gain access to all of these great benefits and exclusive shows, join the Patreon page now. You can get full access for just $5 per month. Click that link in the broadcast description to learn more and enjoy this free preview of one of our latest Patreon bonus shows.
Tomorrow's the big showdown in Montreal. That's probably the biggest fight of my whole life. This great story I've been living for the last 15 years to come to an end.
I talked to Vince, and he goes, you have to lose to Sean in Montreal.
I can't do that. I can't do it. I described it to Vince, I just assume blow my brains out would be the same, about the same, what you're asking me to do. And from a character standpoint, that's what I would be doing. I would be taking Bret the Hitman Hart, would blow his brains out.
What's up, everybody? This is the 73rd edition of Top Rope Nation Classics. A little different this month because we are not going to be talking about an event. No, we are talking about a documentary, perhaps the most influential pro wrestling documentary of all time. One of the first behind-the-scenes looks at the wrestling industry. This one was released in December of 1998, officially. It came out on home video then. It aired on Canadian television in November of 1998 for the first time. It then aired in the United States on A&E in December of 1998. The home video came out in December, and the home video release in the U.S. was about 6 months later, I believe, in like the spring or early summer of 1999. But the end of 1998 is when everyone was seeing it for the very first time. And of course, I am talking about Hitman Hart Wrestling with Shadows, directed by Paul J. Justin Joint, when was the first time you saw this?
I believe when it premiered on A&E, of which, you know, I broke out the VHS and our home VHS recorder, recorded this documentary, and then proceeded to show it to all of my friends, even when they did not want to watch it.
I also show this one. We're not wrestling fans at the time.
Hey, I'll tell you what. I watched this two nights ago.
Yeah.
And my wife was in the room, and she stayed with it way past her normal bedtime because she got locked in. And this, I mean, she tolerates a lot of my wrestling stuff, but in this case, she was super into it.
I had my wife watch this, I believe, when we were dating. And she actually enjoyed it too. She's always liked the behind the scenes stuff, so, you know, more than actually watching events. But Jesse, what about you?
Start to finish a week ago.
What?
Yep.
It's the first time?
Start to finish. Yes.
Oh, wow.
I've seen numerous clips over the years. Yeah, I just never really, you can revoke my wrestling fandom right now. I never really saw a point to go back and watching the full thing. And when I was kind of in the midst of it back then, I don't even know if I had heard of it back then, as plugged in into wrestling as I was, which is really odd. So
that is super weird. But I guess you had said you were more of a WCW guy, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely was. But having watched it a week ago and then watching it again, parts last night and then the rest of it today, I missed out on a lot.
That is wild.
Yeah, it was.
Did you watch Beyond the Mat? Were you a fan of that?
Yes, I did see Beyond the Mat. I think that was about 6 months after it was released.
Huh.
Beyond the Mat would be fun to review. I haven't watched that one in a really, really long time. I think Beyond the Mat was one of the first DVDs I actually purchased when DVD players were coming out.
That came out 6 months after this? Seems like it would have had to been longer than that, wouldn't it?
I feel like it was 2000 maybe, but I don't know for sure. I can look it up.
Because what the big part of that documentary was the Rock and Foley Royal Rumble match. Wasn't that 99?
Okay, so Beyond the Mat, I mean, it was made in 99, but it looks like it had a brief theatrical run in March of 2000. I don't believe it was in a theater here, but then it came out on DVD in August of 2000. And I know when I bought Beyond the Mat on DVD, we had one DVD player in our house, and it was my dad's, like, in our main living room. That was it. But I wanted to buy the DVD, so I bought it. But I always had a permission to watch it because that was the only one we had in the house. Hitman Heart Wrestling with Shadows, I got a story about buying that VHS, and I realized I just dug it out, and I must have left it in the other room. So while I go grab it, Justin and Jesse, talk about what you're drinking tonight. I'll be right back.
Justin, go.
All right, I'm like in the middle of a sneeze here, so I'll try and get it out. And then I just knocked over my mic. Just pseudo sue for me today. I didn't think of it until after I'd gotten home. I wish I would have grabbed some like Canadian Molson or some Labatt's Blue to celebrate the Canadian kind of entrenched topic of today. But unfortunately, I didn't do that. So just grabbed one of my favorite IPAs.
Sounds delicious. I went with my favorite non-alcoholic IPA, the Athletic Hazy. So, and when Ryan gets back, I am going to leave for a couple minutes.
I was going to say, you are doing an awesome, awesome job of just standing completely still and not moving.
I know.
It's almost uncanny. Man, I am shook that you hadn't seen this. That is, I mean, like, I gobbled it up when it came. I mean, obviously you're not as big of a Bret Hart fan as we are, but I would think just being a wrestling fan and just knowing the significance of the Montreal Screwjob and then like just all the backstage stuff. And I guess if you hadn't watched it, you don't really know what the content was, but yeah. Wow, man, that is shocking.
Dude, I should have in that moment because I was into like WoW magazine back in the late 90s and all of that. And I ate up anything that was behind the scenes. So I know, like I said, I've watched probably the last 35, 40 minutes of it in broken parts over the years and just never went back to watch the very beginning of it.
What did we have for drinks? I'm back. Justin, what do you got?
Pseudo Sue. I told Jesse I didn't think of it until I got home, but I wish I would have grabbed some like Canadian Molson or Labatt Blue.
Yeah. I like Labatt Blue. It's good. Jesse, what did you have?
I went Athletic, hazy, non-alcoholic IPA.
Okay. I have the TRN Classics glass.
Beautiful.
So when I got the Rocks glass, I got to get whiskey. So I'm going to have a little Buffalo Trace.
Ooh.
And then I'm just going to chase it with some Coors Banquet, nothing special.
Damn, we're getting after it. I'm going to have to go get another pseudo sue here at some point.
I shall return. I'm going to get this camera issue fixed.
So I was scrambling because I dug this video out of my storage room and I couldn't find anywhere, Justin. I'm like, where the hell did I set it down? And then I realized I set it on the ground of our storage room because there was something else I thought of to get out of the storage room while I was in there. And then I forgot to pick the tape back up. And the second thing, I'll save for later in the show, but it was something I remembered that I had. So I'll break that out towards the end. But
is it a giant electric chair animatronic?
I wish. Yeah. No, but I did find the VHS. I'm going to go full screen for a second. So I told this in our Discord, this story, but I got the VHS of Wrestle with Shadows before it was released in the United States. So I quite vividly remember freshman year, ninth grade, I was playing basketball, and I remember coming home from basketball practice, and the video was waiting for me, and I actually went on the web archive, and I found the old website of bretthartvideo.com. You can look it up, but that's where you could order it from, and this, at the time I ordered it, it wasn't even known if this would ever be broadcast in the United States. It was actually going to be a Canadian-only TV release, so the VHS copy that I have, I'll show you here, looks a little bit different than the one that released in stores in the middle of 1999. So here's the cover, which looks similar, although at the bottom it says bretthartvideo.com, if you can see that, and there's like a phone number. The regular release in the US did not have that. And on the back, it looks, that's ring light screwing up my camera, but It looks a little bit different. You can see it says like Rogers Canada at the bottom, National Film Board Canada, High Road Productions. You actually had to buy this like personally through High Road Productions, which was like Paul J's, the director's company. So if I remember right, I sent a money order off in the mail to get this, you know, being a massive Bret Hart fan, when I found the website that it was going to be coming out and was able to get this in the mail again, like about 6 months before it actually was available for purchase in the US, came from Canada in the mail. And I think I had it at least a few weeks before it aired on A&E too. So I don't know how many people ordered it in the US, but I got to imagine I was one of a handful that actually like went above and beyond to order this thing like that. And still, I just lose Jesse, still have my original copy here.
That's awesome.
This tape itself probably looks about the same.
Wait, did you not rewind that the last time you watched it?
I did not. I probably haven't watched the videotape of this since the early 2000s. It's been a while. I later bought it on DVD, and the DVD version came combined with the A&E biography of Owen Hart. It has been released on Blu-ray now. I once ordered that on Amazon, and it was never delivered, and I finally canceled my order. I waited like months and months, and they never shipped it. I don't know. Maybe I'll try again sometime, but it is on Blu-ray at this point. I have two copies of it already. I wouldn't mind getting the Blu-ray. But yeah, last time I tried to order it, it never shipped out. So we'll see. But it's available for free on YouTube. So if you guys haven't seen this in a while, or if you've never seen it, go on YouTube. It's pretty easy to find. There's a couple good scans of it on YouTube, and you can watch the full thing. So
if you're listening to this, why the hell have you never watched this documentary?
Oh, God, it's so good. Yeah, so I was thinking back to when I first heard about this. I'm pretty sure I've talked about this on the show before, but I would always call like the City Line Wrestling Hotline here in my hometown and Justin's hometown. Like every week they'd have a new episode up. And I remember hearing in like sometime in the summer or fall of 1996 that Canadian television was going to be making a documentary on the life of Bret Hart. So I knew that they were filming something. And I remember when I heard that, I wanted to like pay real close attention to how I could see that someday. Because at the time, you know, they said it would only ever air on Canadian television, but they were doing like some kind of behind the scene things on Bret, and they were filming him. So I heard that like right around the time that he was getting ready to come back to the WWF in the fall of 96. So that would have been the first time I heard of it. Jesse, you said you weren't familiar. I don't know, Justin, do you remember how you heard about it at all? Any story there?
It wouldn't have been until they probably started promoting it before, you know, it showing up on A&E. I wasn't quite as locked in. I did somewhat utilize that City Line, but I don't remember hearing about it. And I was such a dummy that wouldn't have probably registered with me anyways.
Yeah.
Well, that's a documentary.
I called that thing religiously. I was practically calling it every day to see if there was updates. I mean, I didn't have the internet yet. So like that was, you know, 96. That was my original gateway to behind the scenes news. And I mean, it was probably just a guy ripping off the Observer and just reading the Observer or the Torch. But, you know, that's how I got my behind the scenes news when I was 12 and 13 years old. So, all right, I've poured the Buffalo Trace. I'm going to crack open the Coors Banquet. I did want to say, We're running this classics a little different since it's not a traditional wrestling event. And, you know, it was filmed over the course of months and months and months. We're not doing like the pop culture segments or any of that. We're just going to kind of just straight up review the film now, I think, is we're just going to jump right into it and kind of talk about how the film plays out. So, yeah.
Can I start off with my first nitpick?
Sure.
The title, Why the Hitman Hart? Wrestling with Shadows is perfect, but like, why not Bret Hart or just Hitman? Or I don't know. It's just Hitman Hart is so weird to me. It's just an odd choice to have the back half.
Yeah, because you would like his name in it for recognition, but then it would make, like you're saying, it'd make more sense to be Bret Hart wrestling with shadows.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. I thought that was an odd choice, but I mean, wrestling with shadows is absolutely perfect. And I guess I don't want to step on any toes. You go ahead.
Well, here's what the back of the video says as far as like the description. It says, granted unprecedented access, director Paul J's Hitman Hart Wrestling with Shadows goes behind the tightly guarded walls of wrestling's world. Hold on, let me say it again. Goes behind the tightly guarded walls of wrestling's world of grand spectacle and theater. The film explores the meaning of today's wrestling morality plays. And then as fantasy crosses into real life, reveals the true story of Bret Hart's struggle with Vince McMahon, the legendary owner of the WWF. The film climaxes with the tale of the biggest real double cross in the history of pro wrestling. Hitman Hart Wrestling with Shadows is a film about good and evil, sacrifice and greed, loyalty and betrayal, and a man in a world of moral uncertainty fighting to keep a sense of personal dignity and truth.
I was trying to think of another example. I know there's some out there of a documentary kind of starting off with one general subject in mind, and it just kind of accidentally walking head on into one of like some huge epic event that completely changes the trajectory of the subject. If anybody's listening, they can think of another example. It doesn't even have to be wrestling, but I mean, the luck involved with this documentary is just absolutely incredible. And real quick, just before we actually get into the doc itself, should we talk about how it came to be?
The documentary itself?
Yes.
Beyond just like the Canadian TV background? Do you got more on that?
Well, I mean, just the fact that, isn't the director, is it Paul Barth?
Paul J.
Yeah. Where did I get Barth from? Anywho, Paul J contacted Bret Hart because he saw an interview with him with, now that escapes me, but he just thought he came off as very honest. And so Bret met up with him, and they talked and they got along, and they wanted to do that. But the reason that this documentary exists, and more importantly, the reason why it exists with the access it has to the backstage stuff, is because Vince desperately needed to re-sign Bret, because he could, you know, at that time he could not lose.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that, cools up to 8 times faster, and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed, plus an extra $100 off all mattresses. End Saturday. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.